This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
San Francisco Mayor Daniel Lurie will sign new legislation today, hoping to more directly address the city's drug crisis. For more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by KCBS insider Phil Matier. And Phil, what will go down today?
What he's doing is signing this emergency legislation that the Board of Supervisors overwhelmingly passed, Margie, to give him a green light and cut through the red tape and bidding process in order to get rolling on cleaning up the streets of San Francisco. And one of the first things he wants to do is set up a drop-in rehab triage center on Geary Street right on the corner of the Tenderloin. It'd be a 16-bed facility, and the idea would be to go out there, pick up people that were obviously, you know, drug on the streets, acting out, get them in there and diagnose them, whether it's a drug or alcohol problem or a mental health problem or what they're facing. It's a proactive approach and a shift from what we've seen in years past that basically said we're going to go out and we're going to interact with the homeless until they're and the drug addicts until they're ready to come in. They're going to be reaching out to get them and bring them in off the streets.
I was reading this may help have fewer emergency room visits. That's a good thing.
It is, because what would happen is somebody was, you know, drugged up. Yeah, you'd take them to the emergency room, and that would tie things up for a ways to go. He's starting this off with tents on the side in a parking lot just to get it rolling. But yes, and then it moves to this center. But I'm not sure exactly how many are going to get to the emergency room, because there could be complications, but they are going to get them to this center. And they're not going to go to a police station. They're going to go straight to the center. It's a way to start moving things. Now, San Francisco still is in the grips of a pretty tough drug problem. The deaths are down to 633 last year, down from 810 the year before. But that's still a really high level. So he's got to get them off the streets for health reasons. He's also got to get them off the streets for visual reasons, because that's what people are identifying, the streets of San Francisco, and people passed out on them. The big move here, though, on the political front, and to watch out for here and elsewhere, is we've moved from the idea of doing nothing until people want help to the idea we had for a while of self-injection centers. This place was originally designated as possible site for that. People are saying Lurie's moving away from that. No, we're going into treatment. And I think the overall picture here is that the Bay Area, and San Francisco in particular, is done with the debate of what should be done, and now they're just debating on how to get it done.
Thanks, as always, as KCBS insider Phil Matier, and Phil will be back at 5:50 this evening.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.